91X News.
It's 11 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Yesterday morning, Belleville police received a complaint of a male exposing his genitalia on South Church Street. The suspect was described as heavy-set, white, approximately 5'8", mid to late 20s, dark complexion, with a scruffy beard. He was wearing a black jacket with red stripes, blue jeans, and a black toque. The complainant said the male was walking toward her with his genitals exposed. Anyone with information is asked to call the Belleville police. Some questions are being raised about the proposal to revitalize downtown Belleville. Reporter Lane Sador has the story.
Much of the focus of last night's council meeting was on concerns from the business community about a proposal to cut parking in half on Campbell Street in Belleville. That proposal was made in late October as part of a task force report on revitalizing downtown Belleville. Councillor Garnet Thompson says where you can park is an issue.
The big thing is when people come downtown, they have the illusions they'd like to park right in front of where they're going. Where they go to a mall, they don't mind parking a distance away. So we got to be careful we don't eliminate all the parking in front of some of these businesses that depend on it.
Mark Fleur is the city's Director of Recreation, Culture and Community Services and spokesman for the Downtown Task Force. He says the city is listening to concerned business owners.
It was brought in to try to clarify some things and give more opportunity, like this business owner, to have an opportunity to see what's going on and express their concern and to come forward and say, hey, you know, am I going to be involved? Do I get an opportunity to have a say? Absolutely.
The revitalization of Campbell Street is part of a two-year proposal from the Downtown Task Force. Lane Sador, 91X News, Belleville.
Loyalist College journalism students got the chance to launch their hyperlocal websites today. Seven students released their sites, giving a small demonstration on what it was about. It varied from sports to rural news to environmentally friendly events. Dean of Media Studies Jane Harrison says people care about the little things.
Within a large city, there's always neighborhoods, and that's the news that is lost.
Students post several stories a week on a variety of different platforms. Despite Calgary-based TransCanada Corporation's change of heart about a proposed pipeline route, American environmentalists remain passionately opposed to the project. They are vowing to press on in their battle against the project and Alberta's oil sands. Two opposition MPs are heading south of the border to tell U.S. lawmakers that some Canadian politicians have mixed feelings about the Keystone XL pipeline. A new report finds that much of Canada's tap water remains at risk from contamination. Colin Perkle reports.
The EcoJustice report finds that only Ontario among the provinces is worthy of an A grade for its water protection efforts. Alberta lags with a C-, while the federal government picks up an F. For the first time, the report also looks at the protection of drinking water sources. It finds that 6 of 13 provinces and territories have no protection of source water at all. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's 91X News to 303. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
Vancouver will host Canada's first-round Davis Cup World Group tie against France in mid-February. The best-of-five tie will be played on indoor core hard courts at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center at University of British Columbia. The competition will be the first ever tennis event held at the venue. Detroit Tiger ace Justin Verlander has won the AL Cy Young Awards by an unanimous vote. Verlander got all 28 first place votes from members of Baseball's Writer Associations of America in results announced today. Verlander won by the pitching triple crown in American League by going 24-5 with a 2.40 ERA and 250 strikeouts. Canadian striker Christine St. Clair is added to the United Soccer League's Hall of Fame, another accomplishment for her jam-packed resume. The 28-year-old from Burnaby, BC, played four seasons in the W League with the Vancouver Breakers and the Vancouver Whitecaps. The powerful forward scored 23 goals and added 10 assists for the Whitecaps during her three-year stint with the squad. Edmonton running back Jerome Messam is out of the season with a torn cartilage in his left knee. The news is a big blow for the Eskimos ahead of Sunday's Western Final against the BC Lions. Messam took an helmet on the knee helmet on the knee hit from the Calgary safety Demetrius Morley last Sunday's Western semifinal at 33-19 victory for Edmonton. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is nursing a fractured right thumb. Roethlisberger says he suffered an injury, the injury sometime during the Sunday's 24-17 win over Cincinnati. He noticed the injury coming out of the second half, but did not miss a snap. He completed 7 out of 11 passes for 70 yards in the second half as the Steelers improved to 7-3. That's sports. Here's Trish Addison with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly sunny and a high of 11. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and a low of 6. Tomorrow, cloudy and a 40% chance of showers in the morning, clearing late in the afternoon with a high of 9. It's 10 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.